Sadly, that's a little bit of what it sounds like in the Ukraine. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If we take the show to the Ukraine now, it'd be bad timing. Why? Because the place is on fire, in Kyiv especially. It looks like somebody literally just lit a match and watched it all go up. Massive clashes, massive unrest, and decisions that have to be made. Rioters and police going toe-to-toe. Stun grenades, the worst. Just gripping that capital. So now you've got 25 people who have been killed. 25 people. Lives squashed in an instant. Another reminder of as much as we complain about some of the nonsense that happens in the United States, isn't it good to be an American? Isn't it good to be an American and cherish that peace? So there was a phone call that was made at one point between Viktor Yanukovych and our VP, Joe Biden. A lot of concern over this violence in Kyiv. Biden pushing Yanukovych to exercise what he called the maximum restraint and really pull back those clashes, the police from confronting the rioters. How ugly will this get? And the answer is, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. And part of the problem here is as to what the president Yanukovych is going to do. They're talking about European Union or Russia. And then the protesters unhappy with what's happening. So you got fire people scrambling. You've got rioters running. You have burned out buildings. You have a state of emergency. People being rescued. It's pretty sad stuff. And what the president says, Yanukovych, he called on the opposition to find a common ground and reach a compromise for the future of that country. He says there's a better and more efficient option. Find a common ground. Find a compromise. Reach an agreement. The opposition will lose, too, as will the government will lose power. But the Ukraine will win. So, as he tries to extend what he can to the rioters are having nothing to do with it. They don't like the way they're being treated. They don't like it. So law and order is nowhere to be found in Kyiv. Freedom, democracy. That's what they're chanting. That's what they say they want the rioters do. In the streets. And where it all ends up and what kind of role we play as peacemakers in it, who knows at this point, but it's not looking good. Speaking of not looking good, it's kind of a mixed picture when it comes to the suggestion that we move minimum wage to 10-10. That perhaps was the earthquake that came out of Washington, D.C., not from the people who make laws and who are talking about it, but from the Congressional Budget Office. I am certain at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they weren't necessarily thrilled by what the CBO had to say. They say that if you raise the minimum wage, increase the minimum wage to 10-10 an hour, it would cost at least 500,000 jobs. In an economy where we're trying to put people to work, That's a kind of a sobering statistic, isn't it? There are other people who say, we can't survive on $7.25 an hour, $8.25 an hour, $9.25 an hour. $10.10 is what we need. So increased wages for about 16.5 million Americans. Will it fly or will it fail? This has always been part of the president's second term agenda. He pushed that at the State of the Union. He keeps pushing it in events where he's speaking, like in Maryland. The White House shot back. They say the CBO estimate doesn't reflect the overall consensus view of economists, who say the increase would have minimum or no impact on employment, and that it would reduce poverty and overall increase wages for moderate to low-income families. So that they respectfully disagree, the CBO and the White House, about the employment impact. The report was ill-timed for the administration because the Senate is getting ready to debate increasing the minimum wage. Now, the 10-10 doesn't happen overnight. That would be by 2016. Senator Tom Harkin, longtime representative from Iowa, says there's other research that says higher minimum wage would create jobs, not reduce them. That it will lift families out of poverty. And that as a result of the increase, fewer people would be living below the federal poverty line. So after 2016, and Harkin has the bill, Harkin's bill would require the minimum wage to be increased annually to reflect rising inflation. So it would boost what people earn who earn less than $10.10 hourly. Some people making more than that would also see higher earnings as their pay scales would be adjusted to reflect it. So where does the money come from then still becomes the question. Is it reflected on taxes? Is it reflected from some other money that somehow they found in Washington? Is it, no, I doubt that. Is it pulled out of something completely different? What say you, America, fair or foul? When it comes to the minimum wage, when you think about the economics of it, it goes back to the same thing of show me the money. Who are they going to take it away from? I think that the businesses, a lot of them wouldn't be able to handle that, and that's why the CBO is coming up with that number, and then it is ultimately passed on to the consumer. So where is that factor? Pete, hang on. We go to you next, I promise, brother. Anybody else? 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Minimum wage, go for it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Pete is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Peter, thanks for hanging through. You have the floor.
Thank you, Katie. Now, this 1010 is going to cause major inflation. And the only way we're going to get out of this is drop the regulations, drop taxation, this regulation on this oil industry. It's like $3 to $5 a gallon for fuel. They just regulated the outside regulation is taxation on the oil industry, and it goes back to the people because we've got to get it out of the ground. And so the consumer ends up footing the bill, and that's the way it's going to be. If we go 10-10, we're going to pay for that, and it's going to cause a bunch of inflation. So let's just ride this thing out for another 3 years. That's why there's no jobs. We're stagnant right now.
Yeah, we're stagnant, and all of that cost would be pushed on to everyone anyway, and it would cause more of an economic ripple. You would see that there's no way. I mean, that would be passed on, and there'd be less people that'd be spending money. They never take into account the consumer numbers, which are huge.
Exactly. You got. I did 20 years in oil field, and so you got all these regulations on clean air. Well, yeah, that's all fine and good, but all that regulation costs money because they've got to spend it on the R&D, and so that goes back to consumer. That's why.
Yeah, it goes back onto the consumer. Yeah. And that's what happens. Absolutely. Pete, thanks. I think we lost Pete there. Fell off at the end. And yeah, unfortunately, this is the things that aren't flushed out, aren't discussed more. As I said, it's the same thing of asking, I am not kidding you. I mean, let's just boil this down simplistically. Somebody meets me at a sports bar. We're watching the Olympic men. Everybody's happy. Then we get into a political discussion, and somebody says, well, don't you think everybody should have good health care? Shouldn't we have great health care? And shouldn't it be affordable? Yeah, I'll raise a glass to that, absolutely. How are we going to pay for that? What's going to happen with the doctors? What's going to happen to the people now who are in the country illegally, who are eating up a chunk of the hospital money that's getting passed on to every single one of us? I mean, there's more to the story. Come on. And it's the same thing with the 1010. I mean, listen, I've worked in my life for minimum wage when I was a kid. I mean, I'm sure even after that, I'm a hustler. I've had to work just like all of you and fill in the blanks and take jobs for less money than I wanted to be paid. Where I worked, I remember I worked in a camera shop. I loved it. And you know what? The owner was great because he would try to give us extra hours. He would try to do all that. And so we did make up some money that way. And I'm not defending the greedy. I'm not defending the CEO that makes 18 times what the employees make. The CEO who's bringing in massive amounts of money that then ends up being dished down through other channels. That person who can account for why they're making whatever the money is, that's different. But I'm saying the greedy, I get you. Look, bank's too big to fail. I'm right there with you. Nothing was worse than that. Nothing was more pathetic, right? No accountability, giving the money with no strings attached. Come on. But this is the problem. There's more to the story than the 1010. Because if there wasn't, I'd say, bring it on. Bring it on. And a lot of owners, like the guy that I work for, they found ways to get us the money. They found ways to do that. I think we have Pete back with us. Pete, you dropped off. It's like a gremlin all of a sudden cut you off.
Yeah, the NSA got me, didn't
they? Well, they're always on me, so they probably got you. There you go.
No, John, what I was saying was when Jill was about 86, they turned around and they didn't have near as many regulations. They've even got regulations on the steel mills and that kind of stuff up north, so we're having to use Japanese and Mexican pipe and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, that's why steel mills are down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big time.
It's just been regulated out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And, but this 1010, no, we're going to have to wait it out for the next 3 years. And then, I guess we'll have to, bad as I hate to say it, vote Republican. And, you know, that's the way the feature just dish works. We go Democrat, we have taxation. You go Republican, you drop the taxes and everybody goes back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's the way I've seen it in time on this earth, you know, about 35 years.
Well, and here's the thing. Most people, especially in working years, want to work. I really believe that. There are, of course, are people, I can't say everybody, but there is something about, you know, making a wage, working, and having that whole cycle.
Kate, here's the deal. The people are working under the table for cash.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Because they're not going to pay that high.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's how they can afford to fill their tanks up. And
yep.
Get mama a new dress, keep the clothes on the kids and that
yep.
kind of stuff.
Yep.
You know? And, you know, there's all kinds of bartering going on. You know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Barter is huge. Barter right now couldn't be bigger. You're absolutely right. And under the table, absolutely. Because a little bit here, a little bit there, contracting, but contracting without a real contract, that's across the board I've seen that.
And then, and then you've got these people that are working the system, which is, you know, if you can't make it, you can't make it, you got to work the system.
Right.
And they're doing that and working cash. So they're staying flush. They're paying their bills. And you got to do what you got to do just to survive.
Yeah. So true.
And you know, people are going self-contained, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They live near water. They just try to survive on what they can, burn wood, that kind of stuff. Everybody's getting to be pretty good survivalists.
Yeah, that's so true. It's no longer, you know, people used to think, oh, they're on the fringe. Now, you are not on the fringe. You're the norm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a normal thing now. It's like, okay, you got to live off the land like they're doing in other places, like they have done on some of these islands, because they can't get goods anyway, so they learn to do that. Now people truly are learning to do that because it's the way they're seeing this as the way of the future.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true, isn't it? It's much different, like I said, where you could go take a vacation in the 70s. I gave the description of my neighborhood, the people with a gazillion kids, they afforded it, and they weren't making ridiculous money.
A lot of people are going staying local and going camping. That's
yep.
a big thing right now.
Yeah.
I've seen that big time around Texas. You know, we've got 93 state parks. That's what they do. They go camping. And this the Olympic business, think outside the box, instead of sending the athletes all over to one place, send the judges to all their training facilities and judge them at training facilities and issue, you know, you've got this great technology of television and send crews out and film them and watch them and judge them.
That'd be a way to cut back on that money, no kidding, with some of these venues. And then plus they get stuck anyway with what we're seeing with the Winter Olympics, without a doubt. Peter, thanks so much. Stay with us. Coming up, we check the mail.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
And a couple other things that we'll mix in with odds and ends. But before we get there, I thought it'd be time to hit that mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Gopher. It's got to be a nickname, right? Who calls themselves Gopher? Somebody must have given them that nickname. All right, so Gopher says, Kate, I cannot tell you how sick I am of everybody complaining about the weather. I think everybody needs to shut up and maybe it'll just all go away. There's a big jinx going on. The more you talk about something, the more you focus on it, the worse it gets. You know what I'm saying? I do know what you're saying. In that, you know, it's that old adage of, well, I hope this doesn't happen to me. I hope this doesn't happen to me. I hope it doesn't happen. And then it gets worse. I'll tell you the where they're really down is in the Philly, South Jersey area. And I know I brought this up a couple of times, and I'm from there, but it's not because I'm from there. It's because of the massive amounts of accidents and problems and running out of rock salt and not preparing for this crazy amount of snow that they're having there and how many days the kids have been off from school. I really think everybody's dealing with this in different forms, but I really think that that area has gotten hit the worst, and it's because also they don't normally have that kind of weather. So, yeah, you can have snow, you can have ice, you can have high winds and power lines down and all of that. But they're usually, that's the one pocket where it's not usually that heavy. So in Massachusetts and Maine and New Hampshire, all the great people listening to us up there, you're hardier. You get it. You know that that happens. They're just not as prepared. It's not all the, as many shovels in the stores. There's not the massive attention paid to winter. It isn't. It's because there is winter, but it's usually mild. And so that's where I think a lot of the kvetching is coming from, the people who are just more than winter weary. And this whole snow rage thing is so bad. And this was actually Massachusetts, where the guy smashed the other guy who plowed the snow and pushed it on toward their side of the street. He got into an argument with him and then took the shovel and smacked him in the head and drew blood. And then actually got arrested for assault. So that was a stupid thing in the end. But we're hearing more and more stories like that. Mm. All right, let's take another one. This one from Bob in Illinois. Kate, I enjoy your Olympic offerings. I don't know why everybody's on your back about the Olympics, especially as you say people are asking for the totals. So, yes, we're curious about our American athletes, for goodness sake. It does make for good stories. Isn't that the whole thing about the Olympics? Bah humbug, although it's out of date, I suppose. To the people who think it's wrong to mention the Olympics, I don't understand that. You're not overemphasizing them. You have a defender. All right, well, thank you. I must have said that people were... I'm getting more emails that people want to know what the medal count is, and I'm not saying it enough. So it's more in that direction. Which, by the way, the U.S. has 20, okay? Netherlands has 20. We're on the top of the board with the Netherlands. Russia, 19. We have more bronze than anything else. 10 bronze. 6 gold. There you go. People want to see the figure skating. People want to see the U.S. hockey. They'll be watching. I think some people will be watching that for sure. And, of course, we're going to give you the updates. That's silliness. We want to know how the athletes are doing, don't we? Even if you're not into it, I think you want to know. I think he's right. Here's another one. This one from Ray. Hi, Kate Delaney. Do you remember me from your New York years? I used to call the show. I accidentally found you on the radio, and I've been listening ever since. Glad I did. Here's my 2 cents on raising the minimum wage. Nobody ever wants to hear about unions, but as you know, many people work in unions in New York. And as much as there are complaints about unions, I think most of that is because of the teachers' unions. Frankly, I think it's a good thing. This way, the wages are controlled, and you have to earn a certain amount, and there has to be a certain amount of givebacks. If done correctly, that system in many occupations works better. Granted, it probably wouldn't work for the restaurant industry, but there is something strange about paying someone $4, then having them divvy up their tips, but expecting them to give excellent customer service, don't you think? Well, the whole thing is that if you're talking about a high-end place, well, any place, that you're assuming that people tip decently and they make more and it makes up that amount of money. That's part of the whole thing with the restaurant industry. But I know people that have had problems with that on the service side, where the tips weren't, not everybody shared the tips, or you didn't always get great people who tipped even normally. They would stiff you. They didn't tip at all. And I mean, that goes with the territory of being in that business. I only did it for a short amount of time when I was in college, and I was on the hostess side of it. And so I saw, you know, it was funny. The people who looked like they didn't have two nickels to rub together were the greatest, because they always gave the waitresses extra money. I mean, they always gave tips. They knew everybody was in school. And the people who came up in the best rides always seemed to be the cheapest and tipped the least. I mean, you can take any stereotype right and twist it around, but it just kind of went that way. I don't know. I think that wouldn't it be great if we lived in this utopian world and you had wonderful bosses who knew how to make the right kind of business decisions, who were able to not be strangled by regulation, who were able to pass on really good wages to all of their employees. But then that's not realistic. We'd be living in a different kind of bubble, and that's just not the way it is out there. I'm sure all of us have tales of wonderful people we've worked for who went way beyond what they had to do and did take care of their people and then reaped the benefits as a result. And then we've also worked for people where it was the complete opposite way of that. I guess what you're hoping for always is the better boss, the fair shake, and the decent paycheck. Let's face it, right? But if we continue to do some of the things that we do, that we're doing in this country, then we're making the situation worse. And I think, yes, there has to be some regulation, but over-regulating only leads to disenfranchised businesses who end up taking their business elsewhere, and it costs Americans jobs. It's like the myth that Americans won't do anything that laborers will do. We will never pick fruit. We will never do any of those kinds of things. What happened before when there was no one to do it? Hey, give them a decent wage. Don't over-regulate. Yes, some regulations, of course, but not ridiculous amounts of regulations and asinine taxes that are unaffordable. And see what happens. Just put it out there. Put it in the mix and see what happens. Put some accountability attached to it. All right, one last one here, and this one is from Drama. Hi, Kate. I hope you get the reference. I think you were a fan of Entourage back in the day. I have to say that I am so tired of hearing about the midterm elections. Who cares about the midterm elections? Don't we keep seeing the same thing over and over again? Sometimes you say that you could take pieces of your show and plug them in from the past and we'd hear the same thing. What's wrong with everyone in this country is they don't pay attention to who they're electing in the first place. They're not politically active. They don't do, as you say to do, call their congresspeople, their senators. They don't even know who they are, for goodness sake. And the more ignorant we are, the easier we are to control. So whose fault is it in the end? Well, he's right about the one thing. We say that you start the phone tree, you have the conversation, and you talk to any person on the Hill. You talk to anybody in any community, and they'll tell you, yes, the more you have your voice heard, the more you go to public hearings, even locally in politics, the more possibilities of getting the will of the people, the consensus, instead of somebody else deciding your fate for you. And I still think there is power in numbers and power to the people. So the more that people are involved, the better the chance is that your voice will be heard. The more you bury your head in the sand, of course, the more somebody else will do the choosing for you. It makes complete sense to me. Coming up, a little more on the Olympics. We'll mix in some other odds and ends. Remember all that turbulence the other day we were talking about from Denver to Billings, Montana, and the people who, one woman who actually cracked her head on the ceiling. Wow, that's scary, isn't it? So stay with us. More to come.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilip, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilip. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in
the head? Speaking about a kick in the head, that's what it felt like for some people when they were jostled around in that plane just a few days ago. From Denver to Montana, Billings, Montana specifically. And there were over 100 people on the plane, and there was 5 people in the crew, so there were some people that were injured and had to be taken to hospitals. And we had the talk about turbulence. No fun. I'm sure some of you can relate to the whole turbulence thing when suddenly it hits you. There's not always a way to predict that. You see the little fasten your seatbelt sign. Here's what a couple of the passengers, one married couple, had to say about the turbulence. Maybe they didn't want to talk about the turbulence. But there were a lot of people afterwards that were complaining about the flight and about what that experience was like for them. And they say it was really scary because of the unexpectedness of it. But that's, you know, that's the whole thing with getting it in the first place, with having it happen. There's not a lot of predicting in, you know, for the pilots, some of it it's obvious, and they say we could experience some turbulence, and they tell you that ahead of time, but they don't always know it. And I think in this case, that's what happened there. I talked about that the other night, that I've come into Denver, I've come into Albuquerque, and I thought it was always brutal to come back into those two areas because, it, to me, it felt like when you landed, it felt funny because of the mountains there versus what they're talking about here, going from Denver, fine, landing in Billings and having problems in Billings because of the unexpectedness of it. And so some people that were up and they weren't buckled in that actually were injured. And I think the scariest one of all the descriptions was the person who hit their head, as I've now said a couple of times, on the top of the plane. So here's Laurel and Grant Lindy and their experience with the turbulence.
It felt like something came up from the bottom and hit the bottom of the plane.
Stuff and people were flying all over the place.
Stuff and people were flying all over the place. That doesn't sound good to me. And that goes to that same thing, too, about the things that you keep underneath the seat and all of that, because then it, or stuff that comes down from the overheads ends up flying around the plane, and that must have been part of what happened there. Ooh. I don't carry a lot with me on planes, but sometimes I have the one bag that has equipment in it, and it is so heavy. I'd hate to think what would happen if that thing flew out of one of those overhead bins. And you wonder, I mean, I don't know that they'll do it. It was a United flight. You wonder if they'll, like the cruise lines, hey, we'll give you 50% of your ticket back. You wonder if they'll offer them some kind of compensation, like, geez, we're sorry, it was just a, this is what happens when you fly. And they don't have to, because that's a Mother Nature thing. And Mother Nature, they don't compensate you usually for that. But sometimes they'll say, we'll give you, hey, we want to give you some miles or something. And maybe they do that. But that's scary. Scary to see all the stuff, I think, come down for sure. All right, I said I would mention something about the Olympics. For those of you that definitely want to hear about it, the Olympics, I already mentioned this, the U.S. has 20 with the Netherlands, 20 medals. Russia has 19. There are a lot of interesting things coming up. And on Wednesday, you have U.S. hockey, you have ladies figure skating. It's going to be a big day. And part of the reason for that is because, you know, now we're getting closer to the end. And that's usually what it is. There's a buildup toward the, I think anyway, toward the end of the Olympics. So we've seen some things that have happened that have been really exciting, but more of it is starting to unfold. And some of these sports, these winter sports, are sports, let's face it, that we're not all familiar with. But anybody who's a U.S. athlete, what they have to go through, training, all that kind of stuff, I say bravo to anybody who can compete the way that you compete in the Olympics, because you don't often walk into these competitions, even though you know who some of the competitors are. You're not really sure what kind of curveball you could be handed. So I think one of the coolest stories was the fact that you have an American, David Wise, who's under 25 years old, who's a husband, a father, and now a gold medal winner in the first ever half-pipe skiing competition. And it was tremendous to watch him. He was solid, so good that he was able to clinch that gold medal. And boy, did we need the gold. You heard me give the totals of how many golds we have, and we're a little lacking in the gold department. So just 23 years old from Reno, Nevada. Sloppy, brutal conditions, but he somehow outlasted it. And it was a high-flying show that gave him, it was so incredible to watch him. He got a 92 on his first run. In the second run, he crashed. He had a crash, so that wouldn't have helped him. But he was able to clinch the gold, so that gave us another gold medal and another young American athlete the chance to get on the podium and hear the national anthem. Isn't it crazy? Because you think just a week ago, the Flying Tomato, Shaun White, oh, he's gonna get another medal, the third Olympics in a row, and he couldn't really deal with the conditions on the half pipe. They were terrible. And he finished out of the medals, fourth. So the skiers, they had a little bit different than the snowboarders, but they weren't quite as critical as the snowboarders. But it's still tough when you're trying to do those tricks and land those tricks. So a 720 degree spin, grabbing one ski, getting high enough that you could look straight down into the half pipe, that's crazy. A 540 degree spin, skiing backward on landing. I mean, how cool is that? And so then on the second run, David Wise fell and then just skied straight down. So it's wild. So he nailed it on that first run. 20th medal for the U.S., 6 gold. 5 of the golds and 11 medals have come from all the action stuff, which is wild. So, huge congratulations. It's great. I think it's pretty tough what he did, and especially with the half pipe because it wasn't any better. And I don't know this, but it seems like it would be, to me, it looks like it's tougher to do with skis. Or even if it's equally the same, it still wasn't easy given the condition of the course itself and trying to figure out how to maneuver it, frankly. I mean, that's pretty much what you're doing. So I say bravo to that. Tremendous, tremendous run. Let's hope Team USA can say the same thing in hockey. Wouldn't that be terrific? And, of course, along the way, we'll continue to update you on what's happening there. I will point out, if you want to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, or just check out some of the things you might have missed on the show, go to americatonight.net.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.